nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Why don't you want to have a child?
Didn't I try to adopt that 18-year-old Korean girl?
It's the same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Well, I'm sorry I can't be more optimistic, Doctor, but we have a long road ahead of us. It's like having sex. It's a painstaking, arduous task that seems to go on and on forever, and just when you think things are going your way, nothing happens. Blowing away a fleeing suspect with my .44 Magnum used to be everything to me. I enjoyed it. Well, who wouldn't? Oma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
Yeah, come on, Will.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts. Oh, we're all blown to bits. Mind if I pull the underwear out of my crack? Man's got to go comfortable.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sure that we can handle this situation maturely. Just like the responsible adults that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Oh. We shot a lot of people together. It's been great. But today I retire. So if I do any shooting now, it'll have to be within the confines of my own home. Hopefully it'll be an intruder and not an in-law like at my bachelor party.
What's that smell?
Oh, that would be me. I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it.
Please disperse! Nothing to see here, please!
All about
fire.
Please disperse.
I love that line. I use that many times. I always use that.
Every time I go through these things, and I do the movie parts, and I remember then back to our childhood. Didn't we used to say stuff like Mr. Poopy Pants? Yeah. Didn't we always say that to each other?
Yeah, I always just remember, please disperse. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Please disperse. That was him there. Where he's got. Yeah. It's the explosion in the Asian fireworks factory. We actually played it.
And then it'd say like dynamite. Or
yeah.
Something.
Well, yeah. The gasoline truck went into the fireworks factory. Although this, considering today is July 3rd, it's not a good day to talk about fireworks explosions and things like that. Your headphones okay?
Yeah, this one seems to be. I don't know. Maybe we changed one battery only.
Did you? Or
is there we go. That's better. Yeah,
I had a very low.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Now you better off.
Yeah, the same thing the doctor does when they have a hearing test. We'll turn it up and I can hear it. I sit there and nod your head. I'm what's the nod about? I haven't heard anything yet.
Well, that was from Naked Gun. That's, man, I don't even remember when that was. That film was made.
Did he die, Leslie Nielsen?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
That's a childhood. Nobody having wakes. You don't know if anyone's dead.
It was in 1988 is the Naked Gun, I think.
Wow, and 1988.
Yeah, 1988.
So that was what Naked was Gun, just Naked Gun. Then they had like Naked Gun 33 and a half.
Yeah, 33 and a third. Yeah. Naked Gun 2.5. There was Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear, and Naked Gun 33 and a third, The Final Insult. So, but that's, you know, and you know what brought me to think about that was lately on TV, there's been a lot of stuff about O.J. Simpson. Remember O.J. O.J. was in it. He was.
Why does he look terrible? Prison is not agreeing with him.
I don't think prison would agree with much anybody.
There's only one guy I knew that would come out of prison and look the same. Always dapper. I don't understand. Who? That, you know, the Wizard of Oz. And we named a cake after him.
Who's the Wizard of Oz?
Donald Angelini.
Really?
Yeah, and he would come out of prison. He looked just as good as the day he went in. I mean, it was like perfect.
This is a personal friend of yours? Somebody you knew?
He's passed away now. But yeah, he always looked, even everyone else would say, wow, he looks like he's every bit away. Always looked like he was on vacation.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know Mr.
That's
Angelini.
That's why we named him the cake after him, Wizard of Odds. That's why I named it after him.
Oh, okay.
Part of our Sin City collection.
Okay. I did not know that. I did not know there was a reason why you had that one.
Yep, that's okay. Why.
Well, we're here in Fargo still, July 3rd, yes. And I can sense your demeanor sad. Is changing. You're getting sad.
Sad. Very
you're getting
sad.
Well, hopefully we could cheer you up in the next half hour or so. Well, I got some summertime songs that we can
I try to put on a happy face, but we know the end is near. The only song I sing now is The Final Countdown, and it's very scary.
Yeah, you know.
And then my other one is by what's that? Freebird. If I leave here tomorrow, will you still remember me? That kind of hurts, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
because none of these guys are going to text me after I leave. Or
no,
nothing.
Yeah. Well, you're dead. You're dead to them.
Yeah, dead. To
you're
them,
dead
yeah.
to them. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's free. Yeah. Well, yeah. There's probably a lot of songs we can go through that are we're gonna focus on happy today because it's our therapy.
Can we do the Adele? And just I'll find someone new song because you know that's kind of what I always like. To
we
sing,
we have Dino for the sadness and the misery.
Oh my God! Yeah.
We don't, and we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on that Dino.
The
thing.
Dino maybe, roast was unbelievable.
It was a hit. Everybody's talking. People are coming into the store saying, "I love that Dino song. I love it. I got to hear it again."
I think we have to send a Dino roast to Nancy Blodgett. We have to send it to her. Cheer her up with that. I think she'll love it.
Oh yeah, yeah, from the NFA.
Yeah, from the NFA.
I will do that. I'll copy you on the email.
Yeah,
you need to run the Dino roast on a rerun. Inside the store.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there you go. We should.
Hey, why don't we have a special guest star here tonight? Yes. We haven't even announced that.
No. Episode 35. It's taken 35 episodes, and we've finally gotten Pauline.
We finally got a guest star. That shows up live, and nobody's over the phone.
The last one we had three Labradors in here.
Well, yeah.
So, and the one before that we had Dino, but this is my lovely girlfriend, Pauline. Yeah. We took the train.
Train.
And I got to tell you.
The train wasn't bad?
Well, she can comment on the train. How was the train ride?
The train ride wasn't that bad. If I ever take a long trip like that again, I will definitely find
sleeping
out.
Car.
Yes,
definitely.
Definitely
sleeping car.
Sleeping car.
Yeah. Well, I get a sleeping car to go downtown. To me, the trains are so slow here. They're very, very annoying to me compared to like the trains I take in China. So when I'm here, I'm like, this is crazy. So yeah, I take the sleeping car downtown.
Yeah. The train wasn't. It was for the most part, it was okay. But then when it stopped in St. Cloud, I was sitting by myself, and some guy got on and. Mm. He's like, is anybody sitting here? And I'm like, you know, what are you going to do? Tell him yes.
Yeah.
And
do we have assigned seats in the train? Oh, see, in China,
no, but
we
you
have
assigned
seats.
Cars. So everybody in the car I was in was all getting off in Fargo.
Oh, okay.
Because they only want to open one door.
One door, yeah.
Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's probably part of that union thing or something. Yeah.
So, but everybody he sat down and he just
were there any seats?
Reeked of cigarettes.
Oh my God, were there any other seats available?
He looked, but it was
So it was that crowded on that. I mean, that particular car.
That train itself was sold out.
See, and I know how he feels because I was the last stop on the school bus going to school, and nobody wanted to, they just wouldn't let you sit, and they like move over to the to the aisle. I'm like, can I please get in? They're like, no. Well, I had a fight every day of my life at going to school, and I would sometimes make my mom drive me.
Well, that prepared you for life. You're much better off. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
Yeah, I think I heard that in a song before.
I think that's a common one.
I got into your car this afternoon. I have to say, I was delighted to hear all this country music you were playing.
Don't look at me. That was her because she took
that
the car.
That was me.
I was going to say because it was, first of all, I got in and I thought the car exploded because it was like.
It was Pauline.
There's a delay. Like the car's running and all of a sudden the radio goes. I don't know what that is.
Trying to like load. It wasn't getting the signal.
Oh, well then when it loaded, it almost gave me a heart attack.
Sorry about that.
Pauline likes to drive with no air conditioning and with the windows down, so she has to turn up the music.
I think she is a frustrated convertible driver.
I think so.
Well, you should just borrow my car, and I'll borrow the truck for towing purposes, and then you can just borrow my car.
She took the truck to Grand Forks to take a look at the college while I was working here, and you know, and then she came back and cooked Dino some Greek specialty. Although we were told you won't eat it because it's made of spinach.
No, spinach. What, I look like Popeye?
No vegetables for John.
No vegetables. No. It started from my mother. She always told me, "Do not eat the vegetables," thinking that that would spark me to want them.
Right.
But as the good child I was, I just said, okay, I listened.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's how it happened.
So, but yeah, I'm not the country guy. I don't listen to
country.
I was
so excited.
But you don't listen. You don't listen to music, period.
I listen to music all the time when I drive. And I know all the country songs, but I listen to country as soon as I cross over into Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
If I go, you know, once I'm driving here, once I get over the border, Highway 50, I'm on a country station.
Why do you have to wait to come to Highway 50?
You know, it's about where I start saying I want something. You know, you get tired of the same stuff. And then don't forget the talk radio in the morning goes in and out, you know, depending on what channel you're on.
So right. Well, you need satellite. You need
satellite. Well, yeah.
I know. You're not a big player.
No. Right. Yeah.
Johnny only has $6.
Yeah. I got $6 and no satellite. I had satellite, Dino wouldn't pay the bill. And then we'd have no satellite. And it'd be like, I don't know what happened to the satellite.
Let's mark this down. 10 minutes, 48 seconds, our first Dino count.
We heard what happened. I got in a van to drive back to Chicago. I'm like, there's no radio. It's all static. I'm like, what the heck's going on? So I call up Dino. I go, Dino, what happened to the radio in this truck? He's like, well, I don't know. They never know. So anyways, I'm like, there's no antenna on the vehicle. He's like, oh, is that what that thing was? He hit it going through McDonald's drive-thru. Doesn't the sign say 9'6"? What does that tell you?
Yeah, yeah.
It says
9'6".
That means 10'2". Don't go. I don't understand. So it's a $300 antenna. That doesn't matter.
Wait, okay. So you're burying the lead here. The lead of this story was you had to drive all the way from Fargo to Chicago with no radio?
No radio.
Oh, that I would have killed myself and after about 100 miles.
I thought maybe there was a CD left in from one of the drivers. Apparently there is, but it doesn't come out. It doesn't play, so I don't know.
Then you don't have Bluetooth, obviously, so you couldn't listen to a Fabulous Fireworks Brigade podcast.
No, I have no Bluetooth.
Nothing. My God. Oh, that's horrendous.
I know. And no backup camera.
Yeah. Well, going back to the original thought, you know nothing about music. I have like 20. I have 20 songs that were given. Most of them were recommended by Huffington Post to listen to on your 4th of July party. I can guarantee you might know 3 of them.
I probably know the more modern ones because you don't know. He doesn't know modern music.
Well, none of these are modern. Yeah. These are all.
He didn't even know me. Call Me Maybe, and everyone's saying it all over. He didn't even know.
I have that on my playlist.
I know he has no playlist. His playlist is
and Meghan Trainor that you like.
Yes, I like Meghan Trainor. His playlist consists of a podcast.
I listen to podcasts the whole way. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well,
someone's got edit these.
And his son doesn't fall far from the tree because
really
he listens to talk radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my son is the oldest 17-year-old you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God.
He drives just like me, too. I was telling Hannah the story about how I used to make a right turn to avoid a left back, and it used to drive you nuts at home.
There were times when I had to work at 2:30, 3 in the morning. It's already like 12 o'clock, and we're still not home yet, and we're still out doing whatever, and Ron's driving. I just couldn't wait till he dropped me off at my car because I had to go home fast and sleep fast. But, I mean, let's face it. Ron, how many speeding tickets have you had?
Speeding tickets?
Yeah.
None.
Never in your life?
No.
Wait a minute. I thought you got
one. I got one here, actually. But I think I contend to this day it was a speed trap. But it cost me like $5, so it was okay.
But you've gotten one speeding ticket your whole life?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
As far as I'm not like Batman.
You can honestly say that. I'm on a record this year to, I think we're already at 4.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Well, thank God I travel.
You get out of town.
And then when I get to Mexico and I realize how nice life could be, you know, that you could drive drunk if you want, you can speed if you want, there's no speed traps. I mean, it doesn't have to be this way here in the United States. It's the land of the free. There's nothing free here anymore for me.
I'm finding out. There's a little bit of drama here and there. Going back to pyro, do a little pyro purge. We got way stations that are giving us problems.
You got way stations. You got DOT. You got CPSC. You know, I mean, they're going to run out of letters in the alphabet. If it wasn't for the government, there wouldn't be 26 letters. They just have to name all their divisions. Yeah. ATF. I mean, CIA. I mean, they're the only ones that use the alphabet. We use it here for the aisles.
Yeah, there's certain things where they can, you know, you're just trying to move product from one point A to point B, and they want you to repackage it and read, and that's, it just seems crazy.
I mean, it just gets to the point where if you're trying to make a living in today's world, you might as well just give it up, and you know.
Well,
as soon as I leave here, I'm going to go back to just working at Burger King. You know, there was no stress there. And I worked a drive-thru. It was perfect.
This way you can look up women's skirts easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
I worked a McDonald's drive-thru. That's how we met.
Yes, you were the manager. Yeah, you were the manager. I'm just a lackey. I mean, I'm in the drive-thru there.
But at the end of the day,
I'm outside the drive-thru washing the windows.
Oh, God.
I just keep the windows clean for them.
You're not even qualified enough to work the French fries.
No.
You have to work outside.
No. Did you see, today they brought me Burger King hot dog.
Is it any good?
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't a Portillo's.
I did find a bone chip in it, though.
It really grosses me out
when I find a bone chip in a hot dog.
I'm
just picturing the grinding of everything, and it really brings it all back to what a hot dog is, and I love hot dogs. But I couldn't believe they changed the French fries.
What do you mean they changed the French fries?
Their French fries are like thick, like big fries. They're no longer like the skinny McDonald's fries.
At Burger King?
Yeah, do you know that?
I don't really like Burger
King. It was the first time I ever had this, right? And they're like, they changed the fries 3 years ago. I'm like, well, that could be.
That's the last time you had Burger King.
Yeah.
I don't eat Burger King very often.
No, I don't.
Needless to say, you won't have another Burger King hot dog.
No, when you're a hot dog aficionado like myself.
I love a good hot dog.
I know, you can't. And I eat them plain, so I actually taste the hot dogs.
Well, do you prefer boiled or grilled?
I actually prefer, well, it depends on a hot dog. I actually prefer boiled or steamed before grilled.
I do too.
Like, I just tell my dad here, just boil the hot dogs. We don't need to go start the grill and do all these things. But if it's a thicker hot dog and stuff, then I don't mind them on the grill, you know, in the summertime.
I don't mind them.
I like them. I really like a boiled or steamed hot dog. And it's hard to find a steamed hot dog today anymore.
Well, but that's like back home, Portillo's.
And did you know that about a month ago or so, I had to drive from a very up north location in the city of Chicago all the way back southwest, like to Elmwood Park. And all these little spots for my hot dogs, I knew every spot in the city for a good hot dog. They're all closed up, and there are now taco stands. I mean, I'm not kidding. They're all taco stands, and I couldn't. I left Broadway and Cornelia, and I just zigzagged through the city, and I only found one hot dog stand on Fullerton Avenue all that way. Just, you know, I was just kind of going different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized just how many places that Portillo probably just kind of put out of business.
Right, right.
Because there's not that many.
And that's not a big thing out here in Fargo.
No.
There are no hot dog stands. And you can't get a gyro to save your life out here.
No.
Oh, yeah. Devin didn't even know what I was talking about.
No. They didn't even know what corned beef was today.
They didn't know what corned beef was here in Fargo. That's actually funny.
Yeah.
Pauline said she should have brought some, what did you say?
Oh, I should have bought sauerkraut in Thousand Island.
Oh, yeah. We could have Reuben sandwiches. They wouldn't even know
what that was. They look at you like
they don't, you know, it's very sheltered life here. Well, why though? Because it's all corporate places.
There's Chipotle, everything. Applebee's, it's
Panda.
A
couple of those.
There's all strip malls here. It's slowly becoming just a bunch of strip malls.
I mean, I thought years ago when I was first coming out here that it was going to be like a lot of mom and pop restaurants, and not one. There really is not one, you know.
No.
Yeah, so... But anyway, so yeah, it's changed a lot out here, though. You notice how we got more fast food restaurants and a lot bigger population, as you can tell.
Yeah. Well, and I could tell you one thing. At 3 in the morning, the train station is a scary place to be out here.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little frightening. I was like,
now, where is the train station? Is it downtown?
It's downtown, yeah. It was 4th.
Fourth and Broadway or something
Fourth and Broadway, basically. Yeah, it was right there. I could see the big tower from where I was. And it was right there. But there was...
You should have went down earlier and then stopped at all those fun bars I like to go to.
We went to the Boiler Room today for
Boiler
dinner.
Room? Oh, today for dinner?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I had a little time.
Downtown Fargo is really actually nice, though. I do like downtown Fargo.
You say downtown, though. You know, downtown Fargo is like,
it's
pedestrian Main Street and Palatine to us. I mean... you know, downtown Peloton.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of nice the way they did. They got their little loft apartments going now, and they got different, you know, I like some of the bars. You just can't drink there because the police, once again.
They really? The police are bad on here?
That's brutal, yeah.
Let's do a quick pyro purge since we're here, because we're not going to do much pyro today. So, but what? No. How's it been going?
Everything, we lived pyro.
We lived
today,
pyro this whole week. Yes. Yeah. I noticed today a lot, and this week I've noticed there's been a lot of people with the a lot of the wholesalers are calling frantic and wanting to change their orders, increase their orders. Are they having a banner year, or did they all lose their mind and forget how to order? Or is it a little bit of
both? Well, I think they're having a good year, but I think what happens is they had such a good Friday that they thought it was going to come through the weekend.
Right.
And Johnny Starr knows better. I'm always ahead of everyone because, you know, we obviously, because of you, we take good notes, but also in my mind, I know.
Right.
Yeah. I know the business, you know, right. So. They call up Frank, like this guy came in tonight, right when you're here, you know, and bought, I don't know, 10 cases because he ran out of everything. He needs stuff for tomorrow. But and I don't know what to expect. Tomorrow may be a very busy day tomorrow. Not crazy, but it may be a better fourth than our usual fourths because people are lighting off fireworks tonight and they may come back tomorrow and buy more.
Right.
So we'll see. But
and you don't let them refund. Once they buy it, it's out the door. It's out the door.
Oh, it's out the door. I mean, if they have a dud, we're, you know, part of the no dud guarantee. Yeah.
And we know the dog dying isn't part of the no dud guarantee.
Dog dying is not part of
and,
the
and, dud and I got, you know, go talking about dogs, I got one word for you.
What's that?
Vicky.
Oh, no.
Vicky.
I warned her. Pauline's dog. I warned her.
Oh.
She obviously, my buddy Lode was at the house one day. He's going through a divorce. It's a rough time, blah, blah, blah. And part of the casualties of the divorce is there's nowhere for the dog to go. What kind of dog is it, Pauline?
She's a retriever Labrador mix.
So
this is Lode's dog?
Lode's dog.
But
so
Lode said
that
I can't take her with me to the apartment I'm moving in because she's part pit bull and I can't have her. And that's not what's
Why would
the
you
vet
own
papers.
Up? Why would you own up to saying your dog is part pit bull?
But it's but that's not the story here. The story is
saying, why would you? what kind of dog is this?
Well, that was his excuse for not being able to take the dog.
He couldn't take the dog. He said he couldn't take the dog as part pit bull. He couldn't take it to where he was going.
And his girlfriend, his wife doesn't want to.
Right, and it was going to be a casualty. And Pauline's like, well, and I said, you know, Pauline's like, well, maybe. And I'm like, no, you don't want a dog. It's a bad idea. Don't listen.
Well.
No, I'm going to give it to my father. But yeah, and the next thing you know, every other day I'm hearing complaints about how Vicky, I had to take Vicky for a walk or Vicky.
Why would they name the dog Vicky?
The dog was already named Vicky.
No, I know, but I'm just surprised. I have a problem with these people who name their dog like children. Or like they're
well, but
like
they treat it like their children. When they let the dog sit on their lap and they're driving, it drives me. I want to.
This is
shoot.
A Labrador part.
No, okay, not this dog. I'm just talking dogs in general.
Yeah.
No, not Vicky.
I can imagine a tilt steering wheel in that car. Jesus Christ.
Drives from the back seat. No, but I'm just talking about dogs in general.
Well, see, I am a dog lover.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know. It's always Pauline. Apparently.
Yeah, I'm a dog lover, so I understand completely. And Ron, you're just like dad. You don't like dogs.
Doesn't like any animal.
I know. I think every family should grow up with a dog. You're vetoed.
I did. No, I grew up with a dog, but I'm growing up. Yes, I had dogs my whole life.
Oh, it was a dog. I remember.
We had Snoopy. We had Frenchie.
I remember Frenchie. I was going to say, these sound like fake names.
No.
It started with Snoopy and then Frenchie. The only Frenchie I know was like little.
There was Snoopy.
The Buckies or whatever their
name
was.
And then there was Lassie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But to me, how could I. Losing a dog.
It scarred you for life.
No, it didn't scar me for life. I love the dogs, but now I'm grown up and old, and I don't need a companion.
He turned into his father right underneath our eyes.
Yeah,
to me, like,
I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
No, my dad. Oh, my dad. Please. losing your dog.
Your mother does. She's going to be upset with you.
If Lode lost his dog,
she'll probably agree with him. If Lode didn't split the dog in half.
That would have been fine.
Yeah.
For me. If Lode lost his dog, it would have been like me. You know, it's like someone losing their keys. No one else. You know, you lose your keys. It sucks for you, but no one else really seems to care. I don't care if you lose your dog.
No, but here's the problem. If you know, Lode's going through this time in his life, and he's got the dog. If the apartment did not take my dog, I would not take the apartment. Bottom line.
Well, right. Well, but apparently it wasn't that big of a deal to load because
that's what I'm saying. So he must have not. He so basically.
You back? You made it back with my car in one piece?
Yes.
Jeffrey, did you put everything back?
Yes.
You put the tow hitch cover back on?
No, not yet. That's a very rusty bolt.
Oh, you got a new bolt?
Yeah. Okay, sounds
cool.
Good.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So anyways, they just came back from a big show on Pelican Lake. Hopefully it went well.
I'm sure it did.
He looked like he still had one bandage on his finger, not anymore.
That's and that's another part of the drama. We had an injury today, so.
Yeah, we had an injury yesterday, and then we had another. We have pictures of the injury I had the other day.
Did we?
Yeah, it was nice to see, like, you know, the Brady sitting on a box in the warehouse and the other kid wrapping his leg up. You know, it's kind of fun for the whole family. I'll just show you that. It just shows you that, you know, here at Star Fireworks, it's all about, you know.
And Keegan came back.
Keegan, well.
You have a dental plan.
Keegan comes, well, yeah, when Keegan graduates.
You'll have a dental
plan. We'll have a dental plan. Right now, all we had is Aflac. Insurance. If you get hurt, you get a duck.
Yeah. Yeah, which, now that you mentioned the duck, do you have a duck in your pocket?
Yes, I do have a duck in my pocket. I'm just not happy to see you.
I told you he has a duck in his pocket. Yes, he got that from the hotel.
I keep that.
I have one. Do you want the one we have now? It's black, though. It's not.
See, there he is. Isn't that cute now? You know,
Did he kiss it too and make it better?
His mother's a nurse, you know, and he's healing him up. There's good old Justin.
Who was that? Justin was healing
Justin.
Brady?
Yeah, Justin's bandaging Brady after he ran over him.
I thought Jesse's the healer.
No, Jesse prays.
Jesse prays for people.
This guy actually gets down. That's it. Jesse's more like Superman out to save the world. I'm more like Batman in the trenches day to day saving common people.
You deal with the scum of the earth.
Yeah, see, Justin is in the trenches kneeling down. He's not praying. He's healing. He's actually physically putting a bandage on it.
We'll let this other guy give you some voodoo baloney. I'm actually going to help you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. So I just hope that, you know, he doesn't have to pray for me, because that means if he does pray for me, like he did for my dad and he did for Dino, that means I obviously have no ailments, because, you know, if he asked me, he's like, do you have problems with your stomach? I would be like, you know, I would jinx myself. I'd be going to doctors and then, but I have maybe rot gut.
Rot gut. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yes. I remember everything in the world. Everything. It's a sickness. I notice everything. I remember everything. It really is.
That was Joe Panero's favorite. I got rot gut. That's all he used to
Wasn't
say.
That was Renna's, though. Didn't she? She was going to a doctor for rot gut.
No.
Yes.
Was she?
Yes,
I have a horrible memory.
I know.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
She was going to that, I used to call him like a witch doctor or something.
Well, yeah, I used to call him
something's reversed or something.
Yeah. Oh, her sister had, her sister, maybe.
Her sister.
Her sister.
Somebody
in the family had rock gut. Yeah, she had
the whole family's reversed.
Yeah, they're reversed. Yeah. I could have straightened the whole family out one Sunday, but he wouldn't let
Johnny
me come over.
Johnny wanted to come over to straighten them out over Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, I've been offering blue barrels for 7 years.
I'm going to have to strike all this from the record.
No, come on. That's what makes podcasts fun. Okay, so we're going to go back to fireworks, because this is the 3rd of July. And yes, I'm very sad, but it was a hectic day today, as it always is.
Mm-hmm.
But we handle it stress-free here. And so it worked out pretty good. We had some good rushes and some good runs. And
today was very steady.
Yeah, very steady.
You know, going by the numbers, you're up over last year, which is good.
Which is good.
People are happy. I see all these happy faces. All these people just not a person walks out of here unhappy.
Yeah,
we've had some issues with the iPads and things like that. Some of the pricing, you know. The thing is that, you know. Like you go to a Walmart or whatever, any department store, you know, they work the bugs out, right? And as you go through the pricing and whatever, and there might be scans, SKUs that don't work, there might be this that don't work, but they have time to work the bugs out, and then they fix it, and, you know, within 3 weeks, everything is running smoothly. Here, you have no time to get the bugs out because you have a week, and then it's over.
And that's a thing, but
you can't practically
we
try
really
it.
Have to. We really have to. Do better over the winter time, which I tell them. And now before I leave, I'm going to show them exactly like how to do old school things easy, I guess. But so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to work the bugs out. But you know what I tell them is it's the easiest business in the world because you have all year long to plan for it. And, you know, my favorite has always been proper planning prevents poor performance. So, you know, I see departments lacking here, you know, right. again. Mm-hmm. And then we'll address them again after the 4th of July. And we just hope that by next 4th of July they're fixed. But something tells me it's going to be the same, mm-hmm. you know. And that's why I like when people say, like, I'm overwhelmed. Why? We've never seen this before? Right. I don't understand it.
Right, right.
I mean,
is it something new to you?
Yeah. You know, I understand that the 4th of July is a big burden here at Star Fireworks. Yes. But I mean,
well, right. So, people come in and they say, oh, man, you guys must be working hard. I'm like, you know, we really expect it.
Yeah,
I mean, we knew this. We bought into this. This is what we got ourselves into. I
mean, stock these shelves just for fun. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Comes the dawn. Yeah. Oh, this is what 4th of July is.
So it really kills me because, you know, in life you have to make your job easier so you can do a better job. And see, I always told my boss when I work, I hate to work. So I make my job as easy as I can so I don't have to work.
A lot of your employees out there like to try and make their jobs as easy as possible.
On my expense.
Yes.
You know?
But, yes, when they're all sitting there, when the girls are texting.
Yeah, there's ways to make your job easier by doing it more efficiently. You know, here it's new.
Well, a lot of them are, it's, you know, Grandpa Chucky does not take kindly to the girls sitting there talking to each other on Twitter.
I just like when the one kid, Clay, said, and we probably have to strike this from the record, but he's like, yeah, Poppy don't do no bull. And I had a laugh because, you know, once again, he's white as this wall. And, and they all want to talk like they're like from a different country.
Yeah. They're all white. They're all white kids.
But I just
from Fargo, from the Midwest. Yeah.
They met a black guy at McDonald's once. I mean, you know.
Oh, right.
But anyway, so I just like, Poppy don't do no bull. Laugh because he was yelling at all the stockers.
Yeah.
But the problem is, though, that he sees it one way. And then I see it a different way. So it does confuse the staff a little bit, like especially in the back with the guys. I'm like, no, the stock comes first. Breaking up boxes, I don't care if they're piled up there till 6th of July. We'll break them open then. But let's get the stock out.
If there's somebody here who wants to buy something,
we need it out on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know? Like we had those Crackling Comet candles. And this year I said, we're not going to go in our season with these. And we would have. So right away I put up a sign, 2 for $1. And we sold them all. And that's what you need to do. You need to change the way you do things while you have the people. Not wait till the people are gone and say, geez, I can't believe they didn't buy it. Make them buy it. You know, I mean, there's different ways to, you know, before we had a lot of packages and they wouldn't buy the package. And when I see that maybe on the 1st of July and I broke open the package, put it in a bin, next thing you know, all of them are gone. So you have to really, you have to cater to what the customer wants. And that's the number one thing here we do at Star Fireworks is try and cater to the customer.
Oh, absolutely.
And it seems to work.
Yeah. I mean, we had people in here today. You're talking to them about planning a wedding. You got, you know, and you're being so, you know, so, and then they bought a few things and you throw something in with, you know, for everyone that you throw something in and, you know, they can go somewhere else and they get this big promise, buy one, get one free, all that baloney. But even the save coin for as good of a deal as it is. And Pauline knows coupons. So she's number one on coupons. So you know, you spend $25, you get $50, but you know, if somebody comes in and spends $100 or whatever, we're usually going to throw something in anyway. Yeah. Or we've never turned down anybody who's asked for something free.
And that's why we get a lot of big rings, a lot of big buyers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They know where to go. They're getting fuse at the register. I'm picking out the beginning part, the end part. Sometimes we get a magic marker and mark them. I mean, it's all about service, and I've always said everything that I've seen wrong at every other fireworks place that I've ever dealt with all these years, I changed when we came out here. So, and you can see how happy the wholesalers are. It does make you feel good when you see them come in and buy something that you designed or you created. So, and that's what's nice.
This is the first time. Pauline doesn't know anything about fireworks. What was your impression of all that stock out there?
Well, I went up and down the aisles, and I'm like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'd have to come to you and say, okay, this is what I have.
Yep.
Pick it out for me.
That's exactly the customers we want. We want them to just come in.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, in the wintertime, in December, when I'd had to buy smaller gifts for nephews and nieces and all, I would go to Toys R Us and just grab one of them guys and say, listen, here's my list. I don't know where this stuff is, you know. And then after you got done walking me around and getting it all,
nothing
I would just,
like that personal
I would
service.
Give him like a $10 tip just because I'm in and out of there. I don't know how to shop.
That's how I do at Nordstrom. I have a niece who's, you know, 21, 20. How old is Christine?
Christine's going to be 21.
Christine's going to be 21 for 21 years. I've been buying her gifts and clothes. I know nothing about putting clothes on a teenage girl.
I barely dress myself.
I go to Nordstrom and I say, I have a 20-year-old niece. Here's my budget. Pick something out. Yeah. Let me know what it is. You know, pick a few things. Let me know. I'll pick them out.
Now, do you look for another 20-year-old or do you look for...
I'll usually look for a younger...
Well, most of them are anyway.
I'll look for a younger person to help me out and, you know, somebody who I think has... But, just like you hire good staff here. I know we give the staff sometimes a hard time and you have good salespeople out for it. And you and Dino is just that personal service there. You just kick it in to overdrive. And I think what really separates you from, you know, the guy down the block and whoever is, you know, they all make claims like, we direct from China. Well, yeah, all this stuff is direct from China, but you are direct from China. Yeah. You go to China twice a year. You and I tell people that all the time when that, you know, because I know enough to be dangerous and I can get somebody through it and I can explain what's the difference between, because of what we do here. I can explain the difference between a canister and a double break and a triple break. And I know what most of the fountains do just because we've talked about them all on this program. But I can go to, and if they ask me more stuff, I have no problem getting you on the walkie-talkie and say, I could talk to Johnny because he's the guy who designed this.
Yeah.
He's the guy who was sitting in, Shanghai, where are these places?
Beihai.
Luoyang, Beihai. Johnny sat in the field. I picture you in a field somewhere. They're shooting this stuff off. And you got
a little wooden table and some little fold-up chair.
Is it really?
And a warm pop, which I won't ever open, and a banana.
Why a banana? They put a lot of
bananas. Well, I'm a big banana eater, and then once they learn that, then they give you more bananas you could ever hope for.
I've never seen you eat a banana in my life.
I eat them all. You know how many bananas I eat a day in Fargo? Probably not Fargo. China?
In China?
About seven.
You eat about half a dozen bananas.
I'm in the room quite a bit. Yeah. You know, I'm in the room alone quite a bit. So
Doesn't that mess with your insides?
What messes with my insides is that hot food.
The spicy food.
So when I go out for dinner with them, I'll have just a little bit. And I'm like, no, I'm full. I'm done. And then I go back to the room. The manager looks at me. He's like, bananas? I'm like, bananas. And he just brings me up another thing of bananas. But there's good to snack on bananas.
I thought you did the bananas because you had to bring your own toilet paper to the villages.
Well, I can't go. Yeah, I have to be very careful what I eat because I can't. Yeah. You have to bring your own toilet paper.
The bananas make you poop?
No, they plug you up.
The bananas plug you up.
Yeah, I'm all plugged up. I made the cake burn, baby, burn because of that reason. I'm like, oh, you're killing me here. I mean, you know, but you know how it is. You know, you eat, you go, you know. And then in China, you can't always go because you don't have a toilet for you to go in.
Well, you go in the hole in the ground.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, I don't have the whole squatting position down yet.
You know, when you tell me these stories about, you know, sitting at the wooden table and looking at the fireworks and all that, I want to go with you. And then when you tell me the stories about pooping down a hole and bringing your own toilet paper, makes me glad we went to Hong Kong and Singapore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, that is actually, and I don't do it, and I forget myself, but that's actually, if no matter who you're out with, if you say you need a Kleenex, they all have that package of napkins, and they carry that with them all the time. Just like you grab your wallet, they have that in their pocket, just like...
Right. Oh, really? So they walk around with their own toilet paper.
I was so lucky because I was, and this is truly the work of the Lord. I mean, I go hiking up this big, I can't remember, Minyun Mountain. And it's, oh my God, it's, I don't know, 12,000 feet.
Really?
I mean, it's a giant mountain in China. So we start hiking up. Well, before we start hiking up the mountain, I'm like, wow, really? I should go to the bathroom. Now, this is a big public place, and there's, like, all kinds of people go to Minyun Mountain. And there's people that actually walk up to Minyun Mountain certain levels and sell, like, drinks and little stuff. I don't even know how to get up there. So anyways, I go to the bathroom, and, of course, I have to take off all my clothes because you never know.
You take off all your clothes to what? To go to the bathroom?
Yeah, because it's hard to squat. To me, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work. You know, so I'm like, let's get these pants off because we don't need any
underpants
access.
Come off. Everything's
got to come off, yeah. But you have nowhere to hang them. You have to throw them over your shoulder. So meanwhile, I'm trying to squat. I got my pants over my shoulders. You got your pants over your shoes. That's not easy to do either.
You can't just take your shoes off?
The floor. So I got a lot of issues going on there. And then I go, and it actually worked, but I was prepared if it did, because nowhere for it to go. But anyways, then I go, I have no
toilet
paper.
Well, what do you mean you were prepared, and there was nowhere else to go?
Like my friend Bruce, God rest his soul, when he went to China. Well, he missed.
He missed the hole?
Yeah, he
and
missed the hole.
And where did it go? All over his feet?
All over the sides and everything else. And then how did he know?
He told you?
He told us. Oh, he's okay. When he was walking out, he told the guy in front of him, he's like, no, there's no toilet paper in there. I'm like, Bruce, they know that. But he was at the convention hall, so they have toilet paper there. But So I was at this popular mountain, Minyun Mountain, getting ready to climb, and I had to go to the bathroom, and then I realized I have no toilet paper, and I look down, and I see almost a brand new pack, just like you found gum, a brand new pack of unused toilet paper, and I was like, oh my God, that was truly the luck of the
world. So they sell toilet paper in little packs like we sell Kleenex.
Yeah, it looks like our Kleenex pack. That's what they use.
And I've always, and this is going to go away.
It's not like just rolls in your pocket. It's just that little pack.
Oh, so I always picture like you carry
a
roll.
No, it's just a little package like we carry Kleenex.
Like baby wipes.
Yeah.
Like the little travel.
Right. So I'd have a problem because I'm notorious for using a lot of toilet paper.
We talked about this. I like toilet paper.
You got to get in there. Yeah. You know what I hate the most is that big, thick, poofy toilet paper.
I
just need regular one-ply, single-ply.
When my father worked for a school district, he Mr. Regular. Uncle Chucky's, Grandpa Chucky's very regular. I'll let you guys know. Yeah, no matter what he drinks or eats, he's very regular.
I think we found the title of the new podcast. Yeah,
and he's very proud of this. He's like, nope, I go every day about 11 o'clock, and I go, I've already went three times before 11 o'clock.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, most of the time for me. So
Grandpa Chucky's very regular.
Grandpa Chucky's very, how regular is Grandpa Chucky? Well, here's how it goes. Grandpa Chucky, on his retirement day, which was 2004, I think, was his retirement day. Grandpa Chucky, yes, he did take two big, huge cases of toilet paper.
From the
school district. That's a partying gift. They all do it,
Okay.
Yeah, you know how that is. The jobs program. So anyways, they take their toilet. He takes his two big cases of toilet paper. I think there's 48 rolls in a case.
In 2004.
2004. Do you know that it's a good chance that Grandpa Chucky could be deceased and will be dipping up the toilet paper?
Really?
He still has over a half a case of this one-ply, hard-as-a-rock toilet paper. I try not to go by his house because
by his house because that's what he buys.
I know what he buys. Well, I've seen it.
But you'll throw off the whole count if you go there. You use a whole roll.
Oh, yeah.
You'll throw off his whole inventory.
Yeah, like I say, I go through a lot of toilet paper. He's Mr. Regular. How can a man drink and eat and drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes? And then not and be regular?
Because
I know when I go out on Wednesday night, and I just have like three drinks on a Wednesday night. And then the next day,
it's a horror show.
It really is. I mean,
I've been a good night of drinking, my toilet looks like a crime scene.
Yeah, I would hate to go. Yeah, I would hate to go out with you and Tommy and all the guys. Reason I don't go is because I would never even begin. I wouldn't even try to keep up because I can't drink like that.
In Mexico, after a Friday night in Cabo Wabo. It's a horror show.
The
toilet is I remember we were in Cabo at the Tesoro, and again I use a lot of toilet paper. I think I do wipe wrong. I'm not sure, I just like to use a lot. But I find more and more I have a big butt.
You do not have to be on a budget when it comes to toilet paper.
No, right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got that. So I used a lot. It was a rough night the night before with my brother-in-law Tommy, like it always is, and I used too much. And I'm always very conscious. I'll do double, triple, quadruple flush. I'll flush four times because I don't want the paper to get stuck. And I miscalculated proportionately, you know, the toilet paper to the water ratio and the flushing patterns of Cabo San Lucas and the
big difference.
You
know,
oh, it's huge, and you could tell if you could tell just by you could size up a toilet, you could tell if it's going to be a powerful flush or a not. Even like at the hotel I have here, they got two buttons. The one button for the weak flush, I always go double flush. Whatever. I don't need water.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. So, but I I miscalculated and I plugged up the toilet. And of course, I was in the room with Paul, and I think Lode was actually in the room at the time, and they needed to use a toilet. I'm like, well, it's plugged up. So I had to go find the maid. But there's a bit of a language barrier. Okay. The maid looks at me. She says, what do you want? You know, she couldn't speak English. I'm like, you know, so I wave to her, motion her to come in the room. She looks at me. She has no idea. And I go like this. I motion my hand up and down like for a plunger.
That's a pretty much Mexico thing.
But she thought I wanted a happy ending. She went running.
That's a bad gesture.
She went running the other way.
I usually what I do is I take them in the room and I flush the toilet. Oh, and they start. And I love the look of fear in their eyes.
The water's
when
coming.
The water's rising. You think it was a tsunami? Yes. I mean, this is just toilet. It's not the part of the ocean. I mean, you know, but they think it's around the Titanic when I flush the toilet. Yeah, he's got over half a case left, and it's been 12 years now.
I find that hard to believe. You're not.
No, you can ask him when he comes in the morning.
I'm going to ask him.
Oh, yeah. He's got 12 years hidden all over that house.
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, he'll tell you. And then he says, like, sometimes he goes, but I adapt my schedule to your schedule. So now he, like, you know, like he'll go earlier because he's got to work here. So, you know, and then we're in Mexico. He's like, no, I adapt my schedule, your schedule. But I'm like, what is my schedule? Go when you want to go. If we're taking a ride, you go. But see, and I can go anywhere. He can't. He needs his own house.
Yeah, some people are like that. Pauline's son, Steeler Stoli, is like
that. Really? Yeah, he's like that. Yeah. See, me, I can go anywhere, anytime.
I go anywhere. It don't matter. Whatever. I got to go.
I'm happy to go.
I am, too. Yeah. I'm happy. Let's get this gone. Let's get this over with. I got to go. Like, if it's got to go, it's got to go.
Yeah, Stoli won't even go in school.
Really?
How do you hold it?
Yeah. That was like your biggest fear. You don't like to go on planes.
I just don't like to. Yeah, I don't like to eat before I go on a plane. If I have to, I will. But I can. I won't. I don't want.
Did you go anytime all the way through China?
I don't think went number one. I never went number two. So how do we get on bathroom?
I don't know. But this is always good though. The 3rd of July is so depressing for me.
I'm gonna cheer you up. I'm gonna cheer.
This cheers me up.
Here, I'll get some music to cheer you up.
Let's see some music. James Bond.
Yes.
Die Another Day? Something like that?
No, this is just his theme.
Oh, this is just his theme, yeah.
Yeah, this is the James Bond theme.
Usually this is my theme song, Die Another Day.
Well, anyway, the James Bond films, we've talked about these. We've talked about these many, many times. Did you know they're looking for a new James Bond?
I heard that they weren't going to make any more James Bond.
No. They're looking for a new one.
I don't like the current James Bond, so I hope they do find a new one.
Well, they are. And here we have the 10 actors who are rumored to play, and I have pictures of them. And I figured as long as we have Pauline here, we can go through these.
Are those just marks on his forehead and his face from like...
No, I think he's in... he's in a TV show. He's in The Walking Dead. Oh. So here's the first one. According to movieplot.com, let me turn this down a little more. According to movieplot.com, this is one of the people who are in the line to play the new James Bond. I think we should nominate you, or we should submit your name.
I just wanted Regis Philbin's job, but other than that, I'm kind of sad myself.
All right, well, this guy is Andrew Lincoln. He's a natural Brit, and he's from The Walking Dead. He could nail spy work and womanizing in no time. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about this guy?
I'm not liking facial hair, and he's a little bit too gray for me. So
no,
I'm not going
to
do it.
You have to shave a little bit.
Yeah,
it's too much beard.
Well, I think he would definitely.
I don't think you're going to.
But I've seen him in other stuff, and he cleans up pretty good.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen him, and I don't think so.
That's not him, is it?
No.
That's not the same guy. Okay. And then, so the next one, Henry Cavill. This guy, Man from U.N.C.L.E., he also played Superman. He's the current Superman. He has, in fact, shown that he has what it takes to play Bond, despite being American icon, that this British hunk could very well do Mr. Bond justice in the next film. What do you think about Henry Cavill?
He could. I think he's... there he looks much better.
Well, yeah,
I think
that's,
he's too young to be.
I do too. I think he looks. I think he looks real young.
All right,
to be Bond. But
all right, next one. This guy was in Mad Max and Inception.
He kind of got
Tom Hardy.
He's kind of got like that Bond British type baby.
He's a little goofy looking.
Yeah,
I think he looks goofy looking.
How about there? Any better in that picture?
Once again, it's all this facial hair. I know it's a trend, but you know.
Yeah, at least we got Brady to shave. Or no,
we
not
got
Brady.
Isaac. To shave.
Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac shaved. Thank God he had pubic hair on his face.
Yeah. No, definitely not
this
not
guy.
I
forgot what this guy's name is. This
if
guy
he came
is
knocking
James
on my...
McAvoy.
Yeah, he could do it. He could nail it.
He could?
Yeah,
I
think
looks a little
so
too thin, doesn't he? I always picture Bond
so
more
he gains 20 pounds.
Yeah, no, he
does that all
the
time. The
other guy, he looks like the Avon lady knocking at your door. I mean, if he came to arrest me, you know.
Which other guy?
The guy before him. No, definitely not him. No, that guy right
Well, that's
there.
The same guy. James McAvoy, that's him.
Oh, that's him there? Oh, yeah. He does look a little bit better there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. See, it's just all in the hair.
Jude Law.
Jude Law could do a good job,
I think he has that James Bond look.
He does have that James Bond look. I'm glad his hair is thinning because, I mean, it's cost me thousands for my hair, so I'm kind of glad he's stuck.
In 2004, he was voted People's Sexiest Man Alive. Same time your dad got his toilet paper, as a matter of fact.
That's what I mean. It's a good year for both of them. What do we get?
His hair is really evil. He's got the Phil Collins look going. He's got the little patch on the top there. Look at that.
Speaking of Phil Collins, he does have that Phil Collins look to him.
Yeah.
And then,
he was huge. Well, speaking of Phil Collins, what?
Well, speaking of just singers in general, I could not get over last July I went to see Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it was a good show.
Really, okay, good show, but he really looks terrible. I mean,
doesn't he?
Jesus. But I realized that a performer like Billy Joel is almost like a golfer. You could sing. He could do that at any age because he just sits down in front of a piano and sings. His voice sounds the same. You know, Cher's 70 and she's changing costumes 15 times. You know, Billy Joel sits at a piano in a suit. He could be at my house. He could be anywhere. I mean,
he could sing
a lot, but he really does. He really aged a lot. I mean,
last Friday I saw Bob Dylan at Ravinia.
Oh,
that was bad. That was horrendous.
Really,
I know people think.
I don't really know.
He's like an icon, and it was the most boring show I've ever seen in my life.
You made fun of me when I said I wanted to see Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, well,
Barbara Streisand
like
puts on a pretty good show.
Yeah, I picture
that. But
Bob
Dylan, I don't really know. I mean, I know his music. I'm sure if I heard it, but I really don't know. I never followed him too much.
No, I didn't either. But it was a work thing, so I had to go. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll go. And he had a thing where he didn't want anybody to take photographs. And he's old, 78, whatever he is. He didn't want anybody to take photographs, so he had it was all backlit. The lights were from behind. You never saw his face.
No,
it was bad.
Well, at 78, I don't want no one to see my face either.
new guy.
I just want an open casket, remember? And I want a room filled with flowers.
You want to look Seabiscuit.
Yeah, I want to look like Seabiscuit died here. Yes.
Here's another one. This one, this is a little more current. People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2014. This is Chris Hemsworth.
See, there he
there
could,
he looks like James
yeah,
Bond.
Yeah, he could be James Bond there, but the
other one, he looks too young.
He looks too young. Well, he looks too punkish to me. They're not, like, refined, like...
Here he does. You put a tuxedo on.
No, there,
on,
yeah.
You put a suit on him, yeah. The other one, he just looks like, you know, Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
The next one you're going to like. I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Christian Bale. You think Christian Bale could do it?
But
he's Australian, but I guess he can have the accent.
Well, you know what? The actors, I mean, they could just put anything on.
It's
crazy.
So they're talking about Christian Bale doing the new
James could be Bond. A good, I mean, I don't know.
There he looks better in that first picture.
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy him as
I just
Bond.
Love how when you're like a movie star, you can just wear your hair
anyway.
It doesn't matter. You know,
I mean, greasy hair. Look at that. His hair looks like he hasn't washed it in a month.
I don't get it.
Because what was that movie he was in? He looked like his teeth were rotting.
Oh, in that movie he was a fighter. Because they look like that because he was a drug.
Yeah,
he was a druggie, you know.
Well, yeah, Pauline has a thing with teeth.
Sorry. But that's part of the game, you know. Unless you're, you know, working for...
It's the job.
See, now this guy... What,
Nicholas Holt.
Is this like, did he play in The Kingsman? This looks like he's in The Kingsman, this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's 14.
Yeah, I think I got him in the back room working for me.
Well, I don't know where he came from.
He looks like that one kid. What's his name? Tanner?
Yeah, outside there. Yeah. I don't know where Nicholas Holt came from. My notes aren't complete, but that's him. I think
that
he might have been
could play.
Well, that's him. The same kid.
God, it's amazing.
Did he play in the Kingsman?
No, he looked in that picture. He looks like the Kingsman because they were like 12.
Michael Fassbender. He played Jobs, and he also played in.
I don't like him.
In what's the Quentin Tarantino movie that I like?
Bad Day for
Inglorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards, yeah.
Yeah, so Michael Fassbender.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not feeling that vibe. Mm-mm.
Theo James?
He's too young.
Theo James looks really young.
I don't know where he's from.
Yeah.
Either. And then this last one, Damian Lewis.
No.
What show was he on? He's on Billions.
He's on Billions. He was in a Stephen King movie.
There I am. Hey. that's the real James.
There's James.
Right
there. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. No drugs. Give me the drugs.
There's Johnny in there's Batman costume. Yes.
He was in a Stephen King movie called Dreamcatcher. But he was like a nerd in that movie. So it's... I don't know. I can't see.
Damian Lewis was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's great on Billions on Showtime. You'd love that show. I don't think you've watched it.
No,
we talked about it.
I don't have Showtime.
but I look at his teeth every time we watch that show.
His teeth are bad too.
He's got something with the front teeth that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been looking at teeth for 13 years.
Well, that's what you work in a dental office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we should have dental insurance from Pauline.
Well, you can get. She's got ortho. So
braces.
Braces. Your kids are usually past that. I don't even think they get braces out here, do they? I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Isaiah's got braces.
Does he?
Braces.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Isaiah's got braces.
What do you think? Braces is like a big city thing? don't get braces out here. No. Boy, talking about stereotype. What's that word he uses for me sometimes? A little bit racy. Salty.
Salty.
Yeah, that's a little salty. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's a little salty. Yeah, we understand his 4th of July is a big burden for you, too. But him and Dino, they're like, oh, boy, this week again? Boy.
No. Did you see the guy who came in here today barefoot?
No. I did see a guy in here a few days ago barefoot.
There was a guy here barefoot.
That's something I could never do.
No, he had.
How can you walk through the parking lot barefoot?
Well, he did. No. But wait, apparently there's a movement. There's a thing. So he left this. He left this with the girls. Read it.
Society for Barefoot Living. Wow.
And he's got a web address or whatever, barefoot.org or whatever the hell it is.
I'm so glad that we didn't hang that sign up, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Oh, yeah. He bought something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad we don't have it. I don't care if you come in your underwear. I don't care. Come in naked. Just buy something.
Right.
Because the more they buy, I could maybe get clothes. You know what I mean? See, the T-shirt I have is not one of the new ones. This is the iconic.
The original.
The original.
Yeah, that's what they call. They call that legacy wear.
Legacy wear. I just call nothing to wear. That's what I call it.
Well, usually on the 4th, you wear something special. What, you got anything special planned for tomorrow? Well, you could wear a Pyro podcast.
No, Dino usually wears that thing on like his colored shirt on the floor. I've never worn
Why
nothing.
Don't you wear a Pyro podcast
I will
t-shirt.
Wear one, too. Yeah. Remind me to take one tonight.
Take one tonight. Yeah. And I'll wear mine tomorrow, too. We'll be,
I like those T-shirts. Those
I do.
Good.
I do. Yeah. We're going to bring some to NFA and PGI.
Yeah. Give them some of those away, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take those with me, because then I'll make sure I have them with me when I go.
They won't.
You have enough to worry about.
I'm in charge of all the food at PGI, and I can't wait to see that they say they forgot all the cookware upstairs. And we get there, we have all this food, and we have nothing to cook it with, because I'm in charge of the grill. They got all the utensils that they bought throughout the years. Now they all belong to the PGI, and but I have to bring all that. And could you imagine? I told you when we went to the Dole Plantation in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we were taking the little train through the Dole Plantation. And did you know how many pineapples do you get from a pineapple
tree
plant? Or plant?
Don't they grow on a tree?
No, plant.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
For
pineapples,
I never thought. I'm thinking coconuts.
They grow from
coconuts.
You're thinking like a palm tree. No, it's a pineapple plant.
No, how many come out of a pineapple?
One.
Really?
And you know how long it takes?
To grow a pineapple?
Yeah.
No.
About a year and a half.
Really?
Sometimes they get two on a plant, but most of the time they get one. So I looked over at Dino on the train, and I said to him, Dino, could you imagine if you were in charge of planting the pineapples? Dino, where's the pineapples? Oh, I was going to plant them yesterday, but then it got tired, and then we went away, and then, you know, and I had to go over to this. I just said, could you imagine?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to make me do part two of the Dino roast.
Could you imagine? So let's flash forward. Could you imagine if Dino's in China, and he's going to order the fireworks? Well, we would skip seasons.
He procrastinates in reverse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I mean, but here we are in Hawaii, and I just look over, and I go, Dino. Could you imagine if you, and then of course Poppy's there going, he's laughing hysterically. I'm like, it's so true. I mean, there's a guy's got a lot of weight on his shoulders. He's got to make sure that this field is planted for dull, and then this one, so they keep, I mean, it's crazy.
That is funny.
But it is a great,
you know, Dino has, I'm going to stick up for Dino. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He handles a lot of stuff.
He does, yeah.
He deals with, you know, the girls in the office, and he deals with all these kids out front. He deals with you. He deals with me. Yeah. You know, it's not all sun and roses to be Dean.
No.
I'm probably the only one he was happy to see. I cooked for him.
Yeah. The quickest way to his heart is through his stomach.
Yeah. That's her plan. She throws me a little sex now and then, and she cooks for me.
Now and then,
pretty much whenever I want, but that's besides the point. But then they make you happy, and that's, you know.
Yeah. But the thing with Dino, he does have a lot of pressure because, you know, and then like when Dino says, John, you got to call this guy. I'm not getting on the line with these people. Because once again, like I always tell people, I mean, I hate to say this because I don't like the man, but you cannot call Obama. You sometimes have to talk to Cheney, and that, you know, and Dino's Cheney. You know, I mean, I don't want to own up to be saying I'm Obama, but I'm just saying the president.
Well, you're in charge. Then,
you know,
you make the calls. No one calls. Yeah.
I'm not going to make the calls to like the way station.
You determine who you're going to call.
Exactly.
No one else can determine for you.
Yes.
If Obama wants to make the call, he'll make the call. If Johnny Starr wants to make the call, he'll make the call.
I always say when you're the leader of a business, you get everyone to do what you don't like to do.
That's pretty true.
And you do what you like to do. And then everyone else, you delegate that too, you know.
All right.
Like going for the wholesale permit, you know, I'm not going to go to the village and get that.
You need to delegate.
Yeah, you delegate those things.
But, yeah.
You know, and then the things, you know, like collecting bills and paying bills that I know need to get done and do, you have to do those yourself. I
mean, absolutely.
I think it's a good mix though because you know I'm always in the warehouse and I'm always working there, mm-hmm. and he's always in the front working the front end.
Because
you can't. It's hard to do.
It's hard, and it's hard in the front end this time of the year because you're dealing with all the kids and you got somebody wanting to work with Dino to pick out a show for them. You got somebody on the phone wanting to increase their order, like we talked about earlier. You got something's going wrong with the cash register that I can't fix. I mean, I know that's why I'm here to try and take a load off Dino, and I think I help. I think I do a good job, but you know, he's being pulled in 30 different directions all the time.
But the reason why?
Because he doesn't.
He doesn't delegate. He doesn't staff.
He doesn't delegate. I can't say that.
He likes to do everything.
He likes to do everything. And like today, like we've asked for signs for certain things and they don't get done. Like today when you said, let's put this sign by the Cracker Jacks, I immediately said, Casey, do you know how to use Microsoft Word? She said, yeah. I said, make a sign. This is what I wanted to say. It was up 3 minutes later and it was done.
He doesn't have to do everything himself.
Right. If I had waited for myself to do it, I would have forgot or I got sidetracked. I had a comment drawer. I got to do this and it would never got done. So, yeah, he doesn't like to delegate as much as he should.
No, and I mean, and in the back room, I have to delegate a lot because I can't do everything myself. So you have to start, you know, you have to delegate.
Right.
But if you try to do everything yourself, you're going to get overpressured. But
you know who else hates to delegate?
Who's that? Randall. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a micromanager to the nth degree.
My dad is a micromanager.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to complete opposite. Thank God I took after my mother because, you know.
You like to delegate a lot.
Well, you have to.
You let the 16-year-old, you know, drive the semi.
Yeah, I did. I was so happy we got our own tractor. You know, some guy brought us a tractor. So I said to the kid, wow, this is cool. We can all practice driving now. And they're all happy. And I'm telling them, upgrade your license in Minnesota. It's 18. Upgrade your license automatically because you should have
a CDL.
Why not? You know, you're young.
You never know when it'll come. It'll come right. Yeah.
So You know, they got, you know, beet farmers, and, you know, there's always things that work out here, you know. And I think when you're young, just have as much going for you as you can, you know.
What's a beet farmer? Name of the newest group, or is there actually people?
No,
who
like
make
beet farmers, and then you, and
they
a
grow
lot of people.
Beets?
Yeah, and then a lot, oh, that's what most of the farmers are out here. And then
really?
They, and then they have, there's a lot of jobs for these people hauling beets in the harvest time.
Oh, okay.
So, and you have to drive semi, and a lot of these kids are 15 years old driving these semis on the farm. I mean,
oh, right, right.
You know, so.
Well, yeah.
But I just urge all these kids, and I, you know, my dad won't let, you're going to let them back in your truck? Yeah, let them. I mean, they got to learn. I mean,
what
you know,
gonna, what
like I told
hurt?
Jeffrey, we thought Golden Boy was, I thought he was coming back. I didn't know he even left. So then Jeffrey's like, no, I'm driving. You're driving? And I'm like, well, take the truck. Careful of the trailer, you know, haul, you know, it's not long, that long, but just be careful, you know, and then look,
well,
see,
now
he's
back in
one piece.
Well, yeah, well, it was nice of you to delegate him that when he's driving my truck.
Oh, yeah, but had I had my own truck, I would have delegated
no,
it.
No, I know,
you
know, I know, I know.
I let these kids drive my minivan all over the place.
Well, it's getting late. Before we go, we have a couple songs. Huffington Post says, for your holiday party, these are some songs you should have for the summer. So let's see, and there's some new ones here, so let's see what we know, what we don't know, and what we would include. Okay, you ready?
I know them all.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Do we know this one? They said this one should be on your playlist. Anybody? No? You hear it? You
hear it? I hear it. I don't know this one.
This is Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z,
and
yeah.
Kanye West. This is called Made in America. Any, you like this one, Pauline? This is more your style, your kid style. No?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like this. They try and listen to this in the back room, and then I have to, you know, delegate them to shut that off.
All right, what about this one?
This I've heard before.
Made in the USA.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
We like this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put this on your playlist?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the concert Claire went to see.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
She had the meet and greet.
Yeah, I would put this on my playlist.
All right. Oh, I've heard this before.
Yeah, I would hope so.
She's kind of cute, too. Where did she come from? Is she any, like, from a
group?
From
Disney. Her mom.
She was a Disney chick, too?
Yeah, she's a Disney chick.
Ah, he's Disney. Walt's almost like Hugh Hefner.
How about this one?
This is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Party in the USA.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Would you listen to this one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, this one's good.
Would you? All right, let's see.
I'm a big USA guy. You
know, all these songs are basically
probably why
USA.
I like Trump so much, you know what I mean? You know, I'm just about United States.
All right, what about this one? You know who this is?
Yeah, Philadelphia Freedom.
Elton John.
Elton John, yeah.
Pauline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put this on your playlist?
Yeah, I like Elton John.
I like Elton John.
And I don't know. I guess Philadelphia is part of the USA. Philadelphia, one, you know, where the founding fathers
Constitution,
met.
Yeah.
The first capital.
Yeah.
First capital. Look at you.
Really? The first capital?
No, don't stick that tongue
out. Oh, wait. You know, just for that, she's going to get a trivia question. And she's not going to like it.
Oh, Johnny Trivia. You got one?
Oh, yeah.
While you're looking, I'll play the next one.
Johnny's got trivia.
What about this one?
Oh, yeah. This is a famous one.
A little John Cougar.
Everybody knows this one.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my trivia question.
All right, what's your trivia?
How many Supreme Court justices are currently presiding over the court?
Well, there's one that's dead that they didn't. Scalia died.
That's why I thought it was a trick question. Is it five?
No.
Eight? No, five, six, eight, or 12?
It's eight. There's supposed to be nine.
It's eight. You're right. Ron's 100% right.
Look at me. I'm sorry. I was supposed to let Pauline do that.
They didn't have, I didn't get this question right because it didn't have one. I wasn't one of the choices. My choice was too many. Anything to do with court, judge, too many.
This song I think is a little too slow, though. You know this one?
Oh, yeah.
Summer Breeze. Yeah. This was I remember sitting in my dad's car in the back of the whatever listening to this one. This one probably is too old for you.
It's slow. I've heard it, but it's
Seals and Croft.
No.
From the album Summer Breeze, came out August of 72. How old were you?
Wow. I wasn't born yet.
Oh my god!
So now Seals and Croft, are they still around? Is that still?
You know, honestly, I don't know.
I never. You know, some of those bands you listen, they've had like only these one hit wonders. You don't even, their songs are still played, but they have no other music.
Yeah, this version reached number 6 on the Billboard pop charts in the same year. They had U.S. Billboard. They had six songs on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're popular, but I don't think they. I don't even think they even exist anymore. I don't think.
Jim Seals and Dash Craw. I'd love to name my kid Dash. Hello, my name is Dash.
Well, how about? Now, I know you guys are going to think this is funny, but you know, there was a teacher that couldn't pronounce this young girl's name in the hood.
Oh God. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Because it was L-A hyphen S-H-E. And that's LaDasha.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't help that. I mean, what are you going to do? How would a teacher know? I'd be like, L.A. She.
All right, what about this one?
Oh, yeah, I like this song a lot.
It's Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Yeah, I don't know who this is, but I know the song.
Brian Adams, Summer 69. Yeah. And actually, Brian Adams, I think like in Summer 69, I don't know, he was like 5 years old, so it's kind of a little bit of
I think I got a good ring of number six to Summer of 69.
69 is a good number. It's, it's a good all-around thing.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've heard this song before. I don't know whoever sings any song. Brian Adams. The radio.
This is Brian Adams, and he actually now is a very famous like rock photographer.
And I'm getting better. I hear some of these new cars that people actually drive. They have the name that comes on the radio.
Pauline's has that.
Yeah, I'm still in the minivan. I have nothing here, so I don't know.
This one you're going to know, and you're going to know the artist.
Oh, good old Frankie boy.
Summer Wind.
Summer Wind.
So, but I don't know. How could you put this in your playlist next to Kanye and Jay-Z? You couldn't, right?
He should not be in my playlist.
Who? Kanye and Jay-Z? You know, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I don't even, you know, Miley Cyrus would be, if I needed one more song.
If you had to get like one more song, get on an airplane, you put her on.
Do you know when this one came out?
Oh my God, maybe like the 50s or something, maybe.
No, you know, didn't Wayne Newton do this song first?
Wayne Newton did a lot of his songs first.
Wayne Newton did this, where a guy named Johnny Mercer wrote it. And Frank Sinatra, this is a cover. So this Ray Newton originally did this.
Now that's a guy.
1966 recording, peaked at number 25 on Billboard.
Not sure if you've ever seen Ray Newton in concert, but that is a very talented guy. Very talented.
Pauline saw enough old people in Vegas last month. We saw Santana and the Scorpions.
There was
a lot of,
you know, when I go to Vegas, there's no big acts. There's just a bunch of magicians and some don't speak
and
anymore.
And Penn and Teller. Yeah, we know how you feel about Penn and Teller.
Oh my God. But you know what I'm saying? They're not even magicians.
Oh, so
we're not going to debate this again. But anyways, I'm just saying there's a bunch of magicians in Las Vegas. I went and saw the worst concert of my life. The Canadian, French Canadian chick,
Celine Dion.
I mean, really, that concert was so boring. She did a duet with herself. That's how boring it was. I mean, she really did, because there's a hologram.
It's like singing masturbation.
And then, you know, my friend's like, that's a real toe tapper. He's just shaking his glass, because I thought he told me he could get drinks inside the theater, and we couldn't. So he's just shaking his glass with the ice, and they're going, this is a real toe tapper. I mean, this cost me, like, I don't know, $400 to take my friends to see Celine Dion. It was just the worst show ever. And then she sings the last song in French. And they're all like crying, and my friend stands up. What did she say? What did she say? He's asking anyway. It was hilarious, but it was the worst concert of ever. And then who else is there now? I would like to see
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, but she's never there in March. I would go see her, but she's never there.
Isn't J Lo there too?
Yeah, I'd go see her.
I already saw her.
We did see her at the United Center.
She's in Vegas at the Coliseum.
She's got a residency in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's at the. I think it's at the same place that Britney Spears plays.
Yeah, I think they go.
Isn't Britney Spears in Planet Hollywood?
Yeah,
right.
I thought. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. This is one of mine favorite. This is called. You wouldn't know this one. This is by a group called YNT, and this is called Summertime Girls. I like this song.
When is that one from? Like 1960 or something?
Yeah, 70? No, it's probably like the 80s.
Oh, okay.
So, Summertime Girls. Make the whole world go round. All right, here's the next one. We've talked about this guy before. We the People. This is by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Have you ever heard this one, Pauline?
No.
This is country.
Yeah, well, he's been out of it for a while. Now he's apparently he has a TV show too.
Oh,
coming out.
Yeah, here's one.
You got anything about One Direction?
No. And I can't believe this was on the Huffington Post. This is called America F Yeah. Listen. Listen to the lyrics. They swear in this one. I had to cut out the swear words.
And you pretty much cut out the whole song.
Oh, yeah, I think I should have maybe left those in and edited after.
Well, that's from the movie. From a movie. But I couldn't see why that was on the list. But here's a good one that should be on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, America.
Yeah, I used to remember coming across Lake Michigan in a boat, blasting his song. And it was kind of,
and your boat? In the old Oklahoma Sooner?
Yeah, Oklahoma Sooner. My old college football team.
You took a lot of bets on that team when when you're a bookie. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to talk about the past?
I love.
Neil Diamond. I had a sweatshirt called Diamond on the Road. You know, it was a pretty cool sweatshirt. You know.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
How about this one? American Pie.
Oh yeah, American Pie. I mean, what is this? 7 minutes long?
Yeah, I don't know how long. We're not going to play all seven minutes. That's for sure. It's this was. 1971. Pauline, you still weren't born.
I think it was actually talking about the Buddy Holly, when Buddy Holly died.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
And Elvis was like taking over or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I went to see the last place Buddy Holly played, you know, in Mason City, Iowa.
Yeah,
I went to the place.
Yeah, except to acknowledge that he first learned about Buddy Holly's death on February 13th. And McLean was age 13 when he was folding newspapers. McLean has generally avoided responding to direct questions about the lyrics by saying they're beyond analysis. They're poetry. He also stated in an editorial about the crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie and Valens and JP, the Big Bopper Richardson. Yeah. His grief over Buddy Holly's death, yeah.
Man, we talked about Buddy Holly dying. I mean, you don't fly a plane in the frickin' wintertime. One-engine jet or one-engine prop plane. Was he a crop duster?
How about this one?
Yeah.
American Woman?
American Woman. Now, this was supposedly made because the singer spent a lot of time in Canada, and then when he came back, he just didn't like American women anymore.
Really?
Yeah. That was his... that's what he
said.
No,
I don't know.
That's why
I
made that song. Yeah. I'm very up on my music.
All right, let's try the next one.
So he says, American Woman, go away.
Born in the USA.
Oh, yeah. Good old The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss. So you know these tickets for Adele, they wanted like $600.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't go because I got $6.
You need to make you need to be 100 times richer.
Yeah.
How about this one, The Boys of Summer?
Yeah, Boys of Summer, yeah.
Let's see. We got maybe one more good one here.
All right.
He talks about Fargo in this one. Yeah. I think he talks about everyone.
You know, I think Johnny Cash is more loved by the younger people than he was when he was singing.
It's certainly come up to like...
A lot of young, especially out here, a lot of young guys, when I go to the bar out here, a lot of young ones are, you know, burning Ring of Fire. They're out there.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah, Johnny Cash was just an all-around, like, he was a man's man. He's almost like John Wayne, so I hear.
Yeah, I can see that. Living in America, James Brown. Wasn't this from that Rocky movie?
Rocky movie, yeah. Yeah, I just watched like Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 18.
This is a newer one. This is December.
So stupid.
December 1985.
December 1985, yeah.
Living in America.
Yeah. That's it. That's a wrap. You heard the papers underground?
One more. This is mine, though. This is Metallica, Lords of Summer.
Oh, dear Lord. Sweet Baby Jesus is better than this one.
You should have had Then All Summer Long by Kid Rock, too.
I
like Kid Rock.
I got one here. I didn't play it.
I love that Kid Rock Sheryl Crow song. Picture.
This is American Badass.
Yeah, it's too rough for me.
You don't like this one? This is a good Kid Rock song. This is a quintessential Kid Rock song.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Now I got it. Yeah.
So, anyway, that was all right. I like it when we go through music.
No Nickelback songs, though.
I could play a Nickelback. Yeah. Well, we usually play the Rockstar
the
song
Rockstar
for you.
One,
but that'll be next time we meet, when we meet at the PGA.
So is it already? So technically it is 4th of July.
This is the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, we should do a balloon drop. What we do fireworks.
We should have had a cake tonight.
Oh, we had spinal cord. That was,
I'll make you a cake tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I like the way you think.
There you go. We can make a cake. So you can make
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Pick well, a flavor.
Let's go out and see what the daycare. You know, the people right. in the back room are doing.
All right. Well, it's been fun. It's yes. another fourth. It's come and gone. When we next meet, we will be sitting behind these microphones. And hopefully, we'll have a lot of big booms going off because yes. we'll be at the PGI.
We'll be at the PGI and... LaPorte, Indiana.
LaPorte, Indiana. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's close by. So.
Yes.
So it's been fun, and yeah, another year in the books. I know you're not too happy about it, but
no, I'm just I just can't believe I waited all year long for this day, and then it's here, and I'm so sad.
You'll have the boys again for that one.
Well, I don't know. Johnny's saying he doesn't need help for that.
Yeah, but you're gonna have them because they're going on a college visit.
Oh
no, I know they're going on a college visit, but oh, yeah.
Where college Johnny you guys going to?
Ball State.
Where's that at?
Indiana.
Oh,
Muncie.
Muncie. Johnny said he doesn't need help for the PGI.
It's like $375 to register a person, so I don't know. Yeah,
but what are you going to do? You're going to have Dino crawling in the back and getting cases?
It's so much fun. You know, in the early years when me and Dino went there, and back in the day it was a lot more craziness because you had just a lot of people, and I'd say, sell the table. I'll tell you what. Give me $500 for the whole table. You know, the guy's like, you're looking like, up to here. Only these cakes up to here. $500. Let's go. Let's make a deal. And then he says, all right, give me the table. Box it up, Dino. And then after the guy left, I go out to the truck, fill his table up again.
So you won't need any kids there, though, at the PGA.
Well, I got these guys. I'm going to have two of them there, the same ones that came last year, Jeffrey and Brady.
Well, if something happens with Jeffrey and Brady,
I'll let you know.
You got Stoli and or Dean to help you out. So,
but it's nice and close by. We got a lake house about lake house is about 30-minute drive. The only problem is the lake house is in a different time zone. You know how annoying that is.
The lake house is in a different time zone than where the PGI is.
The last time this was in LaPorte, we would leave there and we'd go. Well, they were older kids, so we would go to a bar afterwards. And it was called the Avenue.
Right.
And we nicknamed it the Stabenue. And we should have a picture hanging there because we took a big picture there. Because when we walked in, the guy said, looked at us, especially those white kids from Fargo, North Dakota. And he looked and says, you sure you guys want a drink here? You know, we had a stabbing on Friday night here.
Really?
That's what a bartender. That's really inviting. Can you imagine like if I said, hey, you guys sure you want to shop here because we had a stabbing?
Yeah.
So
you try to wipe up the blood as quick as possible. Yeah, like, exactly. Please disperse.
Drag them
outside.
Please disperse.
There's nothing to see.
Those aren't flames. That's just a mere cookout. So anyways, but that's how the bartender agrees. He says, you guys sure you want a drink here? We had a stabbing here Friday night. And naturally, the guy that I says, I love this place already. I haven't been in a good bar fight in years. Let's play. So then we went and we played pool there every night, and we had a ball. But we would leave there at 2 in the morning, and then we would get home at 3 in the morning because of the time zone. But then it's actually 3:30 in the morning by the time we actually drove and then went through the time zone. And we're shooting Roman candles out the windows. We had a lot of fun there. But anyways, so we get home at 3:30, and then that's where I really found out. I realized you could make macaroni and cheese without milk. I never knew that. Kraft macaroni and cheese, you can make it with water. It tastes very similar.
Really?
Yes, it tastes... I know, I said the same thing, but you know what? I learned something new every day from these kids, and I learned that you could eat macaroni and cheese with no milk, so we made macaroni and cheese, and we would eat.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Ron makes mashed potatoes with popcorn salt.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So anyway, it was good though. But then we were going to bed every night at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So by the time we got up, it was time to go to work again. So the time zone thing is a terrible thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out there. We'll record again at least once, and it's close by.
We'll bring some podcast T-shirts and give those.
Yes, we'll give those away. And speaking of T-shirts, I just wanted to give a shout out to these guys, Fargo Pinball. Did you know there was a Fargo Pinball?
I did not know that.
It's a club. It's private members only. You pay a fee for the year, and then you get a key fob, and you can go play pinball in this building at any point in time that you want.
Wow!
So these guys are cool. The guy came out here. I gave him one of the Fireball. Small cakes. Yeah, they're at 1133 Harwood Drive 5 in Fargo. They're it looks like they're by like 35th and University Drive. But they're going to be over at the Pinball Expo in Wheeling in October and stuff like that.
So do they know the famous Burke Enterprise? They know Rob Burke?
No, you know what? I didn't talk to him about that. We were talking about it was like when two pinball guys start geeking out, it was like we were just all the 16-year-old cashiers were looking at me sadly, like, yeah. Oh my God.
But he had to love the Fireball.
Oh yeah, he loved it.
And
yeah.
I actually love the Fireball name because now everyone out here thinks it's named after the whiskey or the liquor.
Right.
So it worked out good for me. Like Fireball, they have no idea. I don't even look at it. It's an old iconic pinball game. Right.
Well, but if you get a chance and you're in Fargo, go join Fargo Pinball. And they gave me a T-shirt. It looks really cool. It looks just like, they got a great logo. Yeah, they got
it was funny because we were talking about Fargo Pitbulls. And
now we got Fargo Pinball.
Well, I was looking at that.
You thought it's a pitbull?
I'm thinking to myself, what's he got that pitbull? And then we mentioned Lode's dog.
Ah, there you go.
Vicky the pitbull. Vicky. Why would you name a pitbull Vicky?
You know,
why don't you just name it Karen? Karen. Here's my dog, Karen.
It's a dog. I would,
What are you named a boy dog? Eddie?
I would chain it to a fence, put a pole in its mouth, and a lightning storm. It wouldn't matter to me whatsoever.
That's terrible.
I would not care one bit.
When you go up to those pearly gates, you are not getting in because of that.
Believe me.
Because he's going to have a dog sitting next to him. Yeah, the dog's going to just growl at you.
He'd be like, God, you have a dog? He's like, yes, it's Vicky. And Vicky doesn't like you. But so just so everybody knows, let's see here.
Well, he's got his duck. He's reaching in the pocket.
I'm reaching in the pocket. And here he comes. There's the lucky duck. Sometimes when the kids are in the back and they're like talking to me and they're saying something stupid, I pull out the duck and I go. I just kind of like pretend like I'm talking to a duck because,
because it's just like
talking to that Labrador. There's a joke about the duck, don't you?
What's the joke?
Guy comes home from a bar with this duck in his hand and he sees his wife in bed. And she's like, what are you doing with that duck? He's like, this is the pig I've been sleeping with for the last 5 years. She's like, that's not a pig, it's a duck. And he says, I was talking to the duck. So,
all right.
I kind of like that joke. I love that joke.
I like it a lot. And
it's almost as good as my bear joke.
Oh, my God.
So I told these guys, and they don't realize that, they're going to remember me the rest of their life. They don't realize, when you work with these young kids, they don't realize that they're going to remember me the rest of their life, just like I remember my first boss, you know, and I says, so everything you learned here and everything is you're going to remember me the rest of your life, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, you're going to remember, I remember when I worked at Star Fireworks, so many people come in here and say how they worked at Star Fireworks 30 years ago.
I was going to say that. Yeah. You know how many people I've seen this week?
Oh, my God.
Kelly was here the other day.
Yeah, Kelly Luger. So, so many people, they're never going to forget me, just Keegan, like we Keegan don't forget. And Keegan came in, Golden Boy, legend in his building,
Josh,
So, anyways, but all these kids, I'm like, you guys will never forget me because I'm your first boss. And I says, this is the only place that this is the closest you'll probably ever get to working hand in hand with the owner of a company.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
very successful company sized company.
Yeah, the thing is, you're never gonna how you worked at McDonald's, you never actually worked side by side with Jim or Ray, was it?
Oh, Ray Kroc.
Well, I'm saying your
Jim
owner.
Fredenberg. Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm just saying, you may know I used to see my boss and he actually would come out in the shop and taught me how to make a box, and we've always talked about how I'm 16 years old. I'm like, really, I need to know how to make a box, and then I'm out here in the warehouse making one. As a mock-up sandwich, someone taught me how to do it. So so we're just letting these kids know that this is your first job, but you'll never forget me because you're going to remember this.
Well, absolutely. And they'll be like, remember that goofy boss we had that would take the duck out of his pocket and talk to him?
So that's my whole point. You're going to remember me that I have this duck in my pocket. And then even this year, you got the duck in your pocket? I'm like,
oh yeah, they were
in my
asking.
Pocket. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't want the black one that I got in the room now? You have a companion.
I didn't see a black one.
No, I have one in the room this time.
Oh, I'll take that.
He looks the same, but his beak is black.
Oh, he's
and he's white.
Oh, he was in a fire.
He's like a panda duck.
He was in a fire.
I thought it was a panda at first.
Yeah, it's a panda duck. Yeah, no, he's not stage three burns.
I was in Florida and I saw the ugliest duck in my life. It was almost like it was like black and different. It was and immediately I go, was this for an Affleck commercial? Like he survived a fire? I mean, I've never seen a duck like this. But the excitement, we had a bird in the warehouse the other day, flying around. Yeah, then he made it into the showroom. Yeah, and then we had to shoe him out, and then of course
shot him out?
No, well we shot Adam. We had to once again, when you're dealing with 16, 17-year-olds, you have to make it fun for them to stay here till 2 in the morning. So we brought out the BB gun, and we each got a clip to shoot. So now we have a lot of BBs all over the warehouse. We'll be sweeping up for years. We never did get the bird, but at least the the but we had fun shooting at at
the. I was going to say, did you get the bird?
No. We finally opened the door and gave up because there'd be BBs all over. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, did he get, you made it out? He made it out.
Well, he was getting worn out though. He kept flying and hit his head, and his hair was apparently
is a very good shot.
Well, BBs are hard. Now tomorrow we're going to have a fun day here at Star Fireworks again. Tomorrow night we will do our annual shoot the Sky Lantern out of the sky the tribute to USA Roman Candles to celebrate 4th of July for America.
Absolutely. So, and we're going to do some fireworks, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a lot.
I've been here for a week, and I haven't seen a firework yet.
Yeah, well, we've been busy. But we're going to do we've been recording these podcasts. We'll be out doing fireworks right now, but God forbid.
God forbid.
So tomorrow we're each gonna let the Sky Lantern at least have a chance. We're gonna let it float up, pretty mm-hmm. good size. Then we're just gonna light those Roman candles up and take shots at it and see who hits it. So,
all right, I'm in. It sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
Everybody, have a good 4th. Pauline, happy 4th of July. Yes. Johnny, happy 4th.
And thank you guys for coming.
Safe.
Once again.
Let's remember everybody be safe with the 4th.
We did hear some tragic news. Yeah, today already.
Yeah, we don't want to get into it. I'm terrible. Sure there's many stories all.
Yeah,
over
we'll
the
hear
country.
Them all. We'll hear them all on Tuesday, which is always a fun thing to come to work.
Yeah,
and
hope there's no hope there's no subpoenas in your mailbox.
No, none for me.
And you know what? Because everybody had such a good, everybody loved our Dino roast. Maybe I'll play it after our out song here. I'll play it at the end of this.
Oh, so, I think that'd be
so
good.
Everybody can hear it. So, yeah, and we like also got. I must say, we also got a couple of people who sent us emails and who responded well to Ryan's movie reviews.
Yeah.
They love that as well. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I know Ryan was excited about doing it, and we were excited.
Well, we got to meet with Ryan again, and we have to meet with the whole gang again because I keep missing them.
Yeah.
But, we'll definitely have to get together and do another podcast.
Sounds good. All right, everybody. Happy 4th. Talk to you later.
Happy 4th.
Bye.
Pyro Podcast coming at you live from the ASD show in Sin City. This is your guest host, Dino, a.k.a. Firecracker, with Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. Take it over, guys.
Here comes Dino right now.
There he is.
Where, see, he's already had like a couple shots, it looks like. He's all tuned up.
But we know we're not talking about Dino.
Yeah. No, Dino's is Dino at the windbreak tonight?
How are things shaping up, and how's Dino shaping up?
Angry face. We named that after Dino. Sometimes Dino gets a little crabby during the season, but it's understandable because he's now working 7 hours.
Do you know Dino has season tickets for that?
Yeah, of course. He's a big player. Yeah, him and Josh. Dino's at the windbreak at 5:10, and you can always see him doing his special show there.
Just don't get it confused with the Viagra. You'll have a whole different kind of happy.
No, but he's not rolling out of bed anymore.
The next one of my favorite, the Angry Cock.
Oh, yes, Angry Cock.
And Cock is rooster, so we could say that because we're
We named that after Dino. That's his cake. It was hard. It was a rough year, but we did squeeze out enough money in the budget to get Dino a brand new radio flyer.
Nice.
Well,
he doesn't, a wagon.
Okay. He doesn't have a driver's license, but we could tow him behind one of the other vehicles.
Then Dino's giving you dirty looks over.
Well,
there, right?
We'll
get him to talk.
He never liked the idea of these podcasts, But we got him schooled on him now, and he actually likes it. Dino will be at the helm of Star Fireworks, so. You may see him around there on the 4th of July. You may not. You never know.
He doesn't exude happiness, really.
He's trying now. I tried to give him some happy pills.
He
spit them back up.
Get drunk and have a good time. Where's Dino? Where's Dino speaking?
He's probably at a bar that we don't know he's at.
He dropped off the stuff and ran. He's irony impaired. Did Dino behave at the PGA this year?
For the most part, he behaved pretty good.
Oh, so he was actually like a role model?
No, God, I wouldn't say that. Try and sound a little panicky like you do it around the 3rd of July.
Well, no, you have to sound like you're in charge. You got to be, like, stern. What are you laughing at? As you can tell, we make fun of Dino quite a bit.
It's like a Dino roast.
Very sure it's about not working. Well, Dino said he called a week after, and I find that hard to believe. But, you know, and sometimes I don't know what week Dino's talking about.
Yeah, that's
you know, the week after.
Week after what?
Yeah, week after his communion? We don't know, you know? So, no.
Just like Dino. Dino works really hard, too.
Yeah, no. Dino's nonstop. He works nonstop. A lot of times he works remotely from different restaurants and areas.
Well, I mean, what did we say about Dino, though? He procrastinates in reverse.
In reverse, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just like Dean Martin, but a Dino roast, you know?
The only reason we do this to Dino is so he listens to our podcast, because he solely listens to see how we jab him. He's told us before. That's the only reason he listens.
What does he do? Like, sit around and ponder the Muppets in order of doability?
The funny thing is, Dino took so many days off for Steve's wedding, he thought it was Dino's wedding.
But knowing, see what knowing Dino, some of that might be a little hyperbole.
Well, he makes a lot of it up. I mean,
I had to take one of my favorite lines from the Bronx Tale and told Dino in all nice way. Is Mickey Mantle paying your bills?
Nice.
What episode is this going to be?
I think this is number, what, 20?
24, yeah.
24
episodes. It's a milestone, and if you go back and listen to all of them, they take a pot shot at me.
Every one of them.
Dino.
Yes. So we.
That means I love you. That means I love you, Dino.
Yes, I love Dino.
Yeah, we love Dino. Yeah.